Today's topic is before and after, and no, my guest is not Jenny Craig. It's an attorney from the California Association of Realtors, Senior Counsel Robert Bloom, to discuss the before and after of a recently passed proposition, Proposition 19, and what it changed, what the new laws are. And first we'll cover what the old laws were and then compare the differences. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Robert Bloom.
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, and I know that you orchestrated a series of slides and information for someone from CAR who spoke to the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing monthly meeting a couple of weeks ago. So I got a hold of Robert Bloom, and he's gracious enough to come on and discuss Prop 19. It's really complicated and a lot of changes. And so we're going to break it down separately and go the before and then the after on one facet of it and then the second facet. And the first one's about portability, which has nothing to do with safe water, right?
It has nothing to do with safe water or going on vacation.
Maybe I was thinking of potability. It's portability.
Potability, yeah, I think so.
It's something like a hillbilly portability. So tell us what the what portability means and what the law was in 2020 and what people were allowed to do.
Okay. So portability, when we say portability, it's referring to taking your present tax basis, the tax basis you currently enjoy on your principal residence, and transferring it, porting it, I guess, to a new principal residence. You get to take your existing tax basis and transfer it to your new tax basis on your new principal residence. That's portability.
And there were, so everyone's going, oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. But there were a ton of restrictions.
Yeah. I mean, the basic restrictions, well, I mean, about a ton. I mean, that's the advantage of Prop 19. I mean, there were a ton of restrictions. Now there's a lot fewer of them.
True. For example, you could do it within your same county, and out of 58 California counties, maybe seven, a handful, allowed you to go into their county. So you were very limited to where you could do it.
Under the current law, right, under Prop 60, which is still in effect right now, basically. So Prop 60 allowed a limited portability. It allowed you to transfer your tax basis to any new principal residence within the same county. So no matter what county you were in California, you could transfer your tax basis to another principal residence within the same county. And as you're saying, it also allowed a more limited set of inter-county transfers. So you could transfer your tax basis to certain counties. There's 10 of them currently. They change from time to time, but you have San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Mateo. These kinds of counties, you can actually transfer your tax basis from any county into those counties presently, but there's just 10 of them.
Okay, and I think Ventura County was one at one time. I don't know if they still are. But Santa Barbara,
it is currently one. Yeah.
Okay, and of course this is all moot because the new law, which we'll cover in a moment, you can transfer to any county now. A county can't opt out, and Santa Barbara County, by the way, did not allow people to transfer in from another county. So, and there were other limitations. You had to essentially buy down or equal to. It's complicated. It's not too important. But basically, you couldn't sell your house for $1.5 million and buy a $2.5 million house and transfer your old tax base. It was pretty much, it had to be close to the similar price. And again, as Robert said, within the same county, no problem, and just a limited number of other counties. So that was Prop 60 and combination
and
of Prop 90.
And another limitation, just one time.
And
it was
just
a
one time
thing.
Unless, if I'm correct, mm-hmm. unless you did it one time and then you faced some kind of physical handicap and then you couldn't live in a two-story home, so they let you use it a second time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
Or natural disaster.
Natural disaster. Oh, really? Like wildfire?
Yeah, I mean, there are current laws which allow you to transfer the tax basis for natural disaster. I mean, it's fairly complicated. There's three separate laws, and that's not really the focus of
what I'm talking about. And I did mention wildfire because we're going to cover that later because that's part of the new Prop 19. Okay, so that gives us the before of the portability, Prop 60 and Prop 90 combination of transferring your tax base of your principal residence. So we're ready to do the after?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I mean, people ask, like, what, you know, we're very happy with Prop 19. We think we think there's big things in store for Prop 19. And so the thing is, what makes Prop 19 so great? Why are we so happy with it? And basically, it's because it's a much better version of the current law. So the current law, as we said, allows you to transfer the property within the county or certain inter-county transfers. Well, Prop 19 is anywhere in the state, okay? And current law, as you say, you're limited in the price. You can only transfer this if the property is of equal or lesser value. And it has a particular meaning. You can actually go above 100% of the value if you buy within 1 year, or you can go up to 110% if you buy within 2 years. But in general, you're restricted to equal or lesser value. But with Prop 90, you can go any value you want.
You mean 19?
Of 19, thank you. Thank
okay.
You. I get those confused. With Prop 19, you can go of greater value. And there's just a little tax adjustment that has to be done for the greater value. But basically, you can buy any house you want. You're not restricted by this kind of artificial limitation of equal or lesser to. And then the last one, you're not restricted to one time. You can do it three times. And the way the current law is shaping up, it looks like even if you have already transferred your property under Prop 19, under Prop 60, that's not going to count against you as one of the three times in the future under Prop 19.
That's a lot of flexibility. My guest, Senior Counsel Robert Bloom with the California Association of Realtors, and we're talking about Prop 19 and how it's in Bob's... do you mind if I call you Bob or are you Robert?
No problem. Bob's fine.
Yep. I had an Uncle Bob. And his real name was Stanley, but he preferred his middle name was Robert. So according to Robert, he pointed out the improvements to the old Prop 60 and Prop 90 of transferring your tax base. Now, this has nothing to do with Prop 13. Your tax base is your tax base under Prop 13, and these other propositions kind of morphed off Prop 19 to allow you to transfer that same tax base. So that stays the same. Mm-hmm. But now, Robert just said, you can do it. A county can't exclude you. You don't have to buy down or equal to, and you could do it three times, not one time. Now, I have a question. What about this wildfire? Is there any caveat with the wildfire? I can't imagine someone being burned out four times on a wildfire.
It's unlimited with wildfire.
Okay.
So you're not going to be restricted by the number of times.
Okay.
That's how we think the kind of obvious interpretation is going to come around.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Okay, so we did before and after of this portability, transferring your low tax base, presuming that's what you would want to do if you had it forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, anything to add or should we go on to...
Oh, no, definitely.
Keep going.
So one of the key things to realize, the big question, the really, really big question that is plaguing us now really is, can I do this right now? You know, can my client buy a property right now and then just maybe wait to purchase their principal? I mean, I'm sorry, can a client sell their property right now and then just wait until April to purchase and gain the tax advantage of Prop 19? And so, unfortunately, we don't have a really, really great piece of advice here. I mean, we have to go conservative. Now, if you asked me, can somebody sell the property now and just wait until April 1st and buy the property? I think a plain reading of this law says yes. I'm pretty confident that is the reading. But it's not definitive. And when we're giving advice to agents across the state, we like to be really sure, not just kind of sure. So we don't really have a definitive answer to that. And some important people across the state are unsure as well. People like, say, at the Board of Equalization, they're not completely convinced. So we have to take a conservative interpretation, and that conservative interpretation means that both the sale and the purchase should occur on or after April 1st. Now, if you have a client, so two things here. Number one, as I said before, Prop 60 and Prop 90 are still in effect right now, so you can still take advantage of these laws. So you're not completely shut out from the portability of the tax basis. But if you have a client who is really eager to take advantage of Prop 19, it's not like they can't. It's just that you're not going to advise them on that issue. An agent is not going to advise them. The agent has to stick with the basic advice that everybody knows. The basic advice is agents do not offer tax advice. So if you have a seller or buyer who wishes to obtain the tax benefits of Prop 19 for a transaction that closes prior to April 1st, they should be encouraged to speak to their own qualified tax attorney or tax advisor or real estate attorney.
And let me add to what you said. Right now, Prop 60 and Prop 90 are in place. So if you want to sell and buy down within the same county, mm-hmm. you don't need Prop 19. So your only question is if you wanted to go to another county and you sell now, prior to this new law going into effect, I could see an attorney arguing both sides that you started, even though you have 2 years to make the transition and buy the replacement property, you did it before the law went into effect. It's not until April 1st, so you did it under Prop 60 or Prop 90, so you can't. I could see the argument.
Well, right. There's definitely an argument, but I think what's going to happen, this is the most likely outcome right now. See, we're working on legislation in Sacramento to clarify this issue, and it's going our way, to tell you the truth. It really is, but the fact is it's not going our way fast enough. I don't know how they make legislation, but apparently it's a ridiculously complicated process, and whatever it's described as, it can't be described as fast.
Really? I never heard that before.
Right, exactly. So, you know, it's very easy to get bogged down, and we're probably going to have a clear resolution which would allow you to purchase before April 1st, but that clear resolution isn't going to happen until after April 1st, so it's not really going to be such a huge advantage for real estate agents at large. It will simply help a seller who had purchased or had bought or sold right now and then did the subsequent buy or sell after. It would help that person clarify 100% exactly where they stand.
But you do not see them coming up next, you know, in February and saying, okay, we've given you the green light. You can start the process now. You could sell. Or as a matter of fact, you could buy.
Our guys in Sacramento are really, 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 really trying to get this done. I've reviewed the initial legislation, and it was right on point, but it was too big, and the legislation was so large that it wasn't going to be able to be passed within the short time frame. So then I think we've come back with just essentially a paragraph, say let's pass this, and I don't know where that is in the, the process right now, but that's what they're trying to do.
Well, I'm very conservative. Conservative, and I think I would wait until April 1st unless I spoke to an accountant or two or a tax attorney who absolutely convinced me otherwise. So that's what one needs to be due. Okay. Robert Bloom, CAR, California Association of Senior Counsel. Can we move on to the next topic?
Sure.
We got that covered. What you can do.
Well, I'm not sure what the next topic is. What's the next topic? Because there's something, there does need to be some more that has to be said about portability.
Okay. The next topic was going to be Ben and Jerry's ice cream, but that could wait.
Okay.
What more did you want to say about portability? Or is it still tied to your primary residence, or is it something?
Oh, well, I was going to discuss, I wanted to let people know what happens with your tax basis if the seller purchases a property of greater value.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so before Prop 60, Prop 90, you could transfer your tax base, low tax base, assuming it's left over from Prop 13, you've lived there for 30, 40 years, mm-hmm. and you could buy essentially equal to, you know, a few percent higher, but this is mm-hmm. basically yeah. about the same or basically the same or less, roughly.
Right, yeah.
So now you could buy up, but
mm-hmm. yeah.
you can't transfer your tax base 100%. So explain that.
Right, okay. So basically, if you buy equal or lesser value, then you can transfer your tax basis 100%. However, if you're buying up, if you're buying greater than, then you have to do just a little bit of math. So you transfer your tax basis, right? But then you add to it the difference between purchase price and sale price, technically full cash value on the upside and downside. So if you, let's say you have a tax basis currently on your principal residence of, let's just say, $400,000, okay? And now you sell that principal residence for $900,000, but you're buying up, and you purchase a replacement principal residence for $1 million. Okay, well, the difference between $1 million and $900,000 is $100,000. You add that to the original tax basis of $400,000. So $400,000 plus the $100,000, $500,000. That's your new tax basis. You add, so when you're buying up, you add the difference between full cash value of the original and replacement property.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Whatever your tax basis is, you get to keep. But if whatever you buy up, you got to take that difference from what you sell your house and what you purchase. And so if you purchase something for even much higher, if you mm-hmm. sell for $900 and you purchase for $1.3 million, that's $400,000. Mm-hmm. So it basically mm-hmm. doubles, you know, your yeah. old tax base of $400,000. Yeah, okay. All right, so that's the math.
And one last thing. I'm sorry to take up all your time, but
it sounds like you sound like you'll watch a lot of Columbo.
Quite a bit.
Do you watch a lot of Columbo? You know, he always is one. He can't get out the door. One last thing.
I think I used to watch a lot of Columbo, but in the late 70s. I don't know about now.
They're on late at night. Trust me.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the question we get quite a bit is, okay, sure, this law allows you to sell your principal residence and then buy, but can you do it in the reverse order? Can you buy first and then sell? And the answer under the current law is yes. So under Prop 60, you can do it in that in the reverse order. And the answer under Prop 19 is almost certainly going to be yes as well. So I just wanted to clarify that one thing.
I remember that you could do it in reverse, but it's not quite spelled out yet. So we're going to wait until April 1st. That's when you can technically Prop 19 comes into effect, and mm-hmm. hopefully either iron out the wrinkles. Okay, my guest is California Association of Realtors Senior Counsel Robert Bloom. We're time to take a commercial break. We talked about the before and after of Prop 19 on the portability aspect of it. And then next segment, which will be a shorter segment, Robert, but then we could talk about mm-hmm. the change in the transferring of income property.
Mm, right.
Is that correct? That's the second before and after?
I would call it intergenerational transfers, the changes to the intergenerational transfer rules from parents
right.
to children.
Because that includes your primary residence as well.
It does.
Okay, yeah. good point. That's why you're the attorney and I'm the real estate agent. All right, Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with attorney Robert Bloom.